I was getting ready to come on the radio earlier, and ENCA was on downstairs, as it often is, and there was Jacob Zuma at the microphone at a prayer service, welcome home prayer service in his hometown of Nkandla, hosted by the National Interfaith Council of South Africa. And I wondered, what was Msholozi saying? What was he saying? Clement Manyatela of Eyewitness News has been following that. What did he have to say, Clement?
Well, I mean, he was being the vintage Zuma that we know, speaking about his upbringing, his contribution to the struggle, his time in the ANC. But he also reflected on some issues that are current, like the State Capture Commission, for example. And he says that there's a State Capture Commission that is coming, and he has a problem with that because he says there are people in the ANC and some people from opposition parties who have made sure that this inquiry comes to be, and it must investigate issues that a particular family has influenced government. He says he has a problem with that. And remember, this is despite, of course, being him who initially appointed and set up up this inquiry. He says, and he said this many times, that he has a problem with the term state capture, and says people are using it incorrectly because it sort of seems to say that all the three arms of the state are captured, and that is not the case. He spoke about Nkandla and how people have accused him of having stolen money to build his Nkandla home. And he says there has not been any evidence that money was stolen. He says he built that house with his own money. And again, of course, this is despite the Constitutional Court judgment and that over 7 million rent that he had to pay that was spent on non-security upgrades at Nkandla. So he reflected on a number of things, I mean, on land as well. And quite bizarrely, he kept on referring to Andile Mtetam, and they've become like sort of BFFs, John. He kept on referring to him and saying, am I right when I say this? Especially when he was talking about the issue of land, and Andile would nod, and then he would say, yes, correct, you know better because you have studied and you know this issue of land reform properly. So, yeah, those are some of the issues that the former president really reflected on today as different pastors, various pastors in KwaZulu-Natal were praying for him. I spoke to those pastors earlier this morning, and they were telling me that they decided to organize this homecoming prayer because they believe that all of the challenges, the allegations that the president faced during his presidency was simply a spiritual attack against him.
It is quite bizarre. It's quite bizarre that there is no recognition of the immense harm that that man has done this country. So, I mean, as you say, typical Jacob Zuma, I am a champion of radical transformation. I'm a champion of the poor. Everything I've done has been in the service of the poor. Nothing I've done has been for me. I am innocent, and it is the agents of capitalist imperialist West that are trying to undercut me and shuttle my message off into a dark room. So he hasn't hit the period of reflection he's been offered by not being in office hasn't led to any serious introspection, it seems.
Yeah, look, he's also saying that he's not even scared. He spoke about the case. Remember, he's going back to court next week. He made his first appearance at the Durban High Court. He's going back next week, and he spoke briefly about that, and that he's not scared. He says he was arrested before during apartheid, and therefore he's not scared because he knows for sure that he's not a criminal. So, yeah, as I say, he was being vintage Zuma, talking about how he's being attacked because he was pushing for radical economic transformation and really pushing for policies that would benefit the poor in the country.
Clement Manyatela of Eyewitness News, thank you very, very much.